Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter, Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. This is your host, Mary Hollis. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. In the last 6 weeks, this talk show is not just about widows. It has been about others who have lost their loved one as well. This is the last night for our 6 weeks session, Restoring a Widow, Family and Friends, One Day at a Time. Tonight's topic is, what about prayer? We're going to talk about prayer tonight, because prayer does change things. The more we lift prayer up, blessing comes down. So we are not going to, there's several things that I want to talk about tonight, so I'm going to no music. We're going to just go right into the last part of our grief session, and so I can be able to cover everything in this 30 minutes. What about prayer? And we have talked about a lot of different topics. I'm not going to go through them. I'm not sure when I'll start another session again, but we'll ask upon request. We will go from there. But tonight's topic is what about prayer? And some of my comments will be like storytelling, talking about someone else who has gone through something and giving their perspective and how it happened. In a grief support group, two individuals told very different tales about how death of their loved one had affected their prayer lives. One said, "I pray consistently. A prayer was what kept me going during that difficult time." The other said, "I was so mad at God that for a long time we weren't on talking terms. I am sure many of us have had that feeling because we questioned him when our loved one passed. We wanted to know why now, you know, what I'm going to do all alone. Questions like, why couldn't you wait later? I mean, why did it have to be now? I mean, I can't bear these burdens alone. These feelings are too emotional. Why, God?" All of those questions. So, yes, we became very angry with him, but as Christians, later on, as we thought about what we said, I'm sure many of us have apologized to God and say, "I'm sorry, but this is how I feel, and this is how I was feeling." So it is, but it's a normal feeling. It is normal to feel that way. And it's okay to talk to God that way. But just, you know, because we do want to know why, you know, even though that we know that we all are not going to be on this earth forever. Well, these opposite reaction means that one person had a stronger faith or was a better Christian than the other. No, it doesn't mean that, not at all. It simply means that there are two different people, each grieving a loss in his or her own way. Some people find it very easy to pray after losing a loved one. Other people, including some deeply committed Christians, go through times when prayer is extremely difficult. There are many reasons for this. Some people are simply too physically or emotionally exhausted to pray. Some may have difficulty concentrating. One man told another, whenever I pray to God, my mind wanders and I can't seem to finish. Some people find that certain feelings becomes a barrier. They may be angry with God. I feel so much guilt that they are unable to pray. Some people have never prayed much before, so they simply don't know how to begin. These difficulties are made worse by people who lay on needless guilt by telling them prayer is the answer, or all you have to do is pray. But when you are struggling with prayer, hearing this is like having salt poured into a wound. The fact that you may be having difficulty praying does not mean that you are a bad person or a bad Christian. It simply means that you are experiencing a struggle many grieving people feel. Sometimes you don't feel like praying because you know that you sometimes don't get the answer right away because of how you're feeling, the emotions. So you don't want to think about it. You don't want to go and pray. You really want to go into a closet and close the door and not come out, and hoping that whenever you come out, things are going to be better. So you have all these different strange emotions, but just know that these feelings are normal. The fact that you may be having difficulty praying does not mean that you're, a bad person or a bad Christian. It simply means that you experience a struggle many grieving people faces. This difficulty is only temporary. We have talked with countless people who had difficulty praying at various points in their grief, but eventually found that their prayer life grew strong again. If you are having difficulty praying, and even if you are not, here are some ways to pray that you might find helpful. Try arrow prayer. I know you want to say, I've never heard that one before. Arrow is A-R-R-O-W. Try arrow prayers. Let me tell you what that means. These are short, simple prayer containing a single thought or phrase that you shoot into the sky. Like an arrow, whenever you feel the need or can muster the energy, you say help is an example of a very quick but powerful prayer. God will know exactly what you mean. Remember, he knows our feelings and our thoughts before we even say it. So when you say help, he knows exactly why you're asking for help, because of your emotions. Write your prayers. Some people find it helps to write letters to God. You can read them, save them, or destroy them afterwards. Whatever is right for you. Writing can help you discover your feelings and express to God. Get others to pray for you. Ask others to pray for you or even with you. Knowing others are praying for you can be very powerful. Now, one thing I suggest, always have a prayer partner. If you do not have a prayer partner, find one that you can pray. Whenever you are having some type of emotion, a crying spell or whatever, and also I call that person a safe person, a person that you can call and they understand. That person will understand what you're going through. They will listen, they will be there for you, and they will pray with you. It's important that you have that person because you won't always feel alone. You can always pick the telephone and call that safe person or that prayer partner. Be totally honest with God. Tell God exactly what you're feeling. Whether that anger, doubt, fear, guilt, disappointment, abandonment, or anything else. One woman who lived near the ocean told me that she used to go to the beach and shout her prayers into the waves as they crush into the shore. When she told God her painful feeling in this way, she began to feel better. I don't know if you've experienced this, but I love going to the water. I love walking the beach. And I like to walk, you know, I can be with others, but I have to break away and be by myself because I want to talk to God. But I feel so connected with Him, that ocean, the water and the wave, the sound of it. I feel so connected with Him. So I can understand what she's saying, that she feels better after she is express her feelings to God. Just be in God's presence. Close your eyes and rest quickly into His presence. Don't worry about what no one will say. Just sit quietly for 5 or 10 minutes. Whatever thoughts or feelings bubbles up, just offer them to God. When you have difficulty praying, it will draw a lot of comfort from Romans 8:26 through the 27th, which is a very good favorite Bible passage, scripture. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our heart knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saint in accordance with God's will. When we find the words to pray and don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit will help us. Every pain we feel, every tear we share, every groan we make because of prayer that God hears and understands. God feels our pain, experiences your struggles, and is slowly yet steadily healing your broken heart. One day at a time. We must allow God to do this. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time for healing. It can take months, years, whatever time. Each month, you might get stronger and stronger. But maybe 6 months later, you feel that, you're getting through this. And all of a sudden, there's going to be some sort of memory, a song, or someone say something, and it's going to bring those feelings all back again. And that is normal. You're going to experience that on many occasions where different things, and tomorrow is Valentine. So you're going to miss your husband, your other relative, your son, your daughter, or whoever the relationship is. Something that they normally do on Valentine's. It's going to spark tears, emotions. It is okay. If you cry all day long, just cry it out. By the end of the day, I'm sure you're going to feel a little bit better. Just release all those feelings that you're going to be feeling, because it's normal and it's very difficult because you miss your loved one. You miss the things that you all did, things that you went out to dinner, whatever the situation is, you're gonna miss him or her or whoever the loved one is. But just be strong in the Lord. Just go to Him in prayer, asking Him for that inner strength and that guidance to get through this day. And He will help you, because He's going to have other people to reach out to you and pamper you and do something special for you to make you feel better. And you won't be going through the whole day with sad and emotions going through, because you know this Valentine's Day. Just knowing that God is right there. He's going to supply your needs. Even tomorrow, He's going to supply it. He's going to have someone to give you candy, flowers, or whatever. Well, this past weekend, on this past Saturday, well, the next chapter, Widows Ministry, we pampered the widows. We had such a great time. I mean, a wonderful time. We had live entertainment. We had good food. roses were given, chocolate was given, and we danced. So we had a wonderful time. Just letting you know that God is supporting you with those things that he sees that you need. So he allows the Next Chapter Widows Ministry to do just that on Saturday. And we hope that you enjoyed yourself, because I had a good time myself. So those are ways that he will supply your needs. He will get you through this time in your life. So what else? There are several things. I also want to, before I got something, some special, it might make you cry. It might remind you of your husband or of your loved one. But I have some things at the very end. But continue on, I hope that you enjoyed these two grief sessions, part one and part two. Part one was in November and December. Part two began in January, and this is the last one session for tonight. And I hope that that this helps you to understand your emotions and to help you walk this journey of grief with faith that God is walking with you every step of the way. He promised that he will never leave you or forsake you. Beginning in March, we will have testimonies, not just from widows, but from others who have lost their loved one as well. I just ask you to keep praying, get scripture that will strengthen you. The Book of Psalms is a very good book for strength. There's so many psalms that will encourage you and help you to get through these different things. There's so many scriptures throughout the Bible, but I just love the Book of Psalms. And just keep on praying and asking God for that inner strength and guidance to get you through all of this. And the importance of it, widows, if there are widows out there, if you don't have a copy of A Widow's Touch, I encourage you to purchase one. You can go to Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. It's $14.99, because these stories of testimonies of 26 stories that's in that book will encourage you and help you do it. Now, for others other than widows, there is another, there is another site that I will encourage you. This is, you can both use it, but another site that you can begin to that will help you along the way. It's called Grief Shears. Grief Shears, all one word. Go to that site, Grief Shears, GRIEFSHARE.org. Go to that site and also put / daily email. You will be able to get an email. Go ahead and register. You can get an email every day, 365 days a year. And when you read those daily inspiration, it's just like it's talking to you. It seems like it's perfectly made for your feelings and your emotions or whatever you might be feeling that day. So that is one other source that you can go to, both widows and others. You can go to griefshare.org / daily emails. Register for it. You'll get it every day, and it's so encouraging, so encouraging. It has helped me, and every time I said, it seems like it's talking straight to you, so just knowing that you're going to enjoy that. And that's one other way of reading something that will help you to be encouraged. So just knowing there's so many resources out there. And that is it as far as the grief session. That is all I have, but I do have something special for Valentine. I have some words, loving thoughts for you. Just one second, let me go to the pages. Now, these thoughts, loving thoughts for you, it's more or less, just think that this is something that your husband has said to you in the past, your son has said to you in the past, your daughter has said to you in the past, loving words and thoughts. It might be painful. It might, you know, just listen to it and just knowing that, you know, the spirit is real. You know, when you lose a loved one, that spirit doesn't go, just go away. It comes back, and the spirit back and forth, and it lets you know, it gives you that feeling, something that he or she is near. I don't know how it works with God, but it's. I mean, sometimes you can smell the perfume, you can smell, feel his presence, and it's real. So I am saying, I'm reading these words saying that this is loving thoughts for you. Maybe your husband has expressed these feelings before. No small gesture is forgotten. No touch, no kiss, no embrace, no words, no gift, no look between the two of us, no tears, no smile, and no exception from your heart escapes my attention. Believe me when I am truthfully thankful for your love. Thank you for the days when your kindness pulled me through, when I deserved less, but you intended your love to cover all my faults. Thank you for your gentle words that walked with me through despair and heartache to a brighter tomorrow. Through the kindness of you were there when I needed you. Be ye kind to one another. That's Ephesians 4:32. Thank you for your patience with me. The sky bears witness to your uncomplaining heart. The sun shines down on your charm and endurance. The moon reflects your gentle way, and heaven alone knows I am so grateful. To love is to place our happiness in the happiness of another. Let us be grateful to people who made us happy. They are the charming gardeners who make our soul blossom. The love we give away is the only love we keep. Love, a widely misunderstood, although highly desirable, malfunction of the heart, which weakens the brain, causes eyes to sparkle, cheeks to glow, blood pressure to rise, and the lips to pucker. Just knowing that love gives you all those emotions. It makes the eyes to sparkle when you first met your husband and you started dating, how your eyes just sparkled, your cheeks just glowed, and your blood pressure rise too, and the lips puckered. Your love has been a powerful influence in my life. It has changed me in a way that you may not know. It brought me through my trials at times when I needed your strength to go on. It sometimes came in the midst of defeat when I needed a shoulder to cry on. Most often your love has come through the silent support of your gift of just being there. Forever is a long bargain. He is not a lover who does not love forever. To love abundantly is to live abundantly, and to love forever is to live forever. Even though I am not here, I promise to love you forever. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. I think I have one more here. Nothing makes me happier than being with you. You bring me out, you bring the best in me, make me feel at ease, and help me to believe in me. Just seeing your smile make me feel I'm home right now. A kiss when all is said. What is it? A rosy dot placed on the eye in loving. 'Tis a secret told to the mouth instead of the ear. Thank you for the romance you built into our relationship, the sentimental ways you say, I love you, the little notes on my mirror, the love song on the voicemail, the rose taped to my steering wheel, the surprise gift on my desk, the card tucked under my pillow, and the unexpected cup of tea. For all of the above, I am thankful. Love you forevermore. And that is all that I have. Just knowing that you are loved by God, who is the person that you need to depend on from now, giving you that strength and that encouragement to continue to step one step at a time, knowing that he's there and he will never leave you or forsake you. And he will always be there and love you forever. And just knowing that the next chapter, Widow's Ministry, love you as well. We are always here for you in any way we possibly can, just knowing that we are one call away, and also continue to support and be tune in to our show each week on Tuesday from 10 to 10:30 p.m. I hope that you enjoy tonight as well as the grief sessions that we've had in the last. Be blessed in knowing that God loves you, and so do we. Good night, and tune in again next week, the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night. May you listen at this the song that I'm going to be putting on in just a moment.
perfect, but I've sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing. And it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season.
Favor,
yeah. This is my season. Come on, y'all.